First of all, I just want to put express my support and endorsement for the idea to for the commemoration of the 35th anniversary of the adoption of the Declaration of the Right to Development. I think this is a very important anniversary, and I remember that I was the chair of this group at the time when we commemorated the 30th anniversary, and unfortunately, it left quite a bit to be desired in terms of how we were able to do so. So I think we need to have a plan to commemorate the 35th anniversary in a befitting manner. And the most befitting manner, in my view, would be to make positive, substantive contributions on how to take forward the implementation of the right to development. I really welcome the idea that the expert mechanism will be preparing a commentary on the Declaration on the Right to Development. If it is considered appropriate, I could submit. I had some a year or so ago written a chapter for a book that was brought out by a professor in China on the right to development, various aspects. And the chapter that I had written for that book is regarding the relationship between the Declaration of the Right to Development and the SDGs, the 2020 agenda. I think that could be something that if you were to invite me, I would be happy to make that presentation. I don't think a lot of people have read that chapter, so that would be a way of trying to doing that, and I would be happy to cooperate in this regard. Regarding some of the questions or some of the points that have been made by the two civil society colleagues that have just spoken, both of whom I know very well, and both of whom make excellent contributions to the work of the working group, I totally agree with APG that there is already considerable amount of work that exists. That has been done, that needs to be brought to light, and it should inform us and our discussions on the subject. She referred to this set of standards that I had prepared in the early days of my role as chair. And then there are, of course, there is the draft convention that has now been put forward. And in this context, of course, the APG and other civil society members have made very useful contributions towards in the consideration of the convention. Regarding the remarks made by my friend about the broadly the rights of indigenous peoples and peoples who have not yet attained statehood. Personally, as he knows, I am extremely sympathetic to that. And when I was the PR of Pakistan, I made an effort to be as helpful as I could on this subject. How does one improve this issue? How does one make progress on this issue? I think that for as far as the draft convention is concerned, I want to assure him that this is that his concerns are reflected already in the draft convention. If there are any gaps, then I would welcome his contributions to close those gaps in the meetings that we will have in the next this month and next year. So that is something that he would have an opportunity to do in this working group. But I think it's also important that these issues be raised through states and through NGOs in the Human Rights Council itself. And I know that he has been doing that, but some progress or some substantive outcomes need to be achieved in the Human Rights Council, and that would require, in my view, a greater coordination and cooperation between the relevant NGOs representing indigenous populations and native populations and states who can carry the ball for them in the Human Rights Council with resolutions, with decisions, with statements, the different means that are available to highlight an issue and to make progress on an issue like this. So I think these are some of the suggestions that I can make at this point. But I am always ready to engage and see what if there are any further means or suggestions for me as the chair. I would be happy to take them on board. Thank you.